life's purpose. Any person who claims God as Savior has a responsibility to use his God-given talents and gifts for his glory. A number of years ago, while walking on a mountain trail in Georgia, I distinctly heard the Lord speak to me and say, "I gave you the talent to play the violin for my glory, not to play in honky-tonks." Upon my return home, I left the country band I had been playing with, and a short time after that I was given the opportunity to play with one of the leading Southern gospel groups in Florida, an experience that was one of the most enriching periods of my life. C.T. Studd, a pioneer missionary, once wrote, "Only one life, 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Life is a glorious opportunity if only used in preparation for eternity. Failing this, all other earthly success amounts to nothing. The accumulation of material things, worldly acclaim for dominance in athletics, entertainment, or commerce, carry no weight in God's judgment of our worth. As Proverbs 3 implies, life becomes fruitful as we surrender ourselves to God and carry out His will. Verse after verse of Scripture encourages believers to trust God for all their needs. In Jeremiah, God declares, 'For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.'" Despite the negative claims to this material world, God has promised to prosper us and give us a future. God has a purpose for our lives and work for us to do. It is imperative to set goals that are in accord with His will for us. We should listen to His direction through prayer and meditation so that we may have a clear understanding of His plan for us. The more defined our mission is in our thinking, the more sensitive we will be to opportunities God presents to us. As we grow spiritually and achieve a closer relationship with Him, the easier it becomes to follow His guidance to the doors He planned for us to open. And with absolute faith in His promises, we can step through the door into the joyful experience He has prepared for us. "All things are possible through Christ who strengtheneth me," the Bible tells us, so we can move forward, confident that we will succeed as long as we follow His plan. With a consuming desire to do His bidding and unwavering faith in our Savior, God's sacrificial and unending love will provide the motivation for our efforts. And as long as we are faithful to His will for us, He will provide everything we need, wisdom, strength, financial support, whatever is required to accomplish our goal. As Paul said in Romans, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." Although circumstances may not seem to be what would be best for us from our limited viewpoint, and the situation before us may appear unpalatable and fraught with problems, it is necessary to remember Jesus' words, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart, and ye shall find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The ultimate purpose of our lives is not to accumulate money, or toys, or fame, but to glorify God, and this demands absolute adherence to the necessity of submitting our very action and thought to emulate Jesus. The more faithful we become in following this course of action, the more the Holy Spirit will direct us in the path we are to follow and the decisions we should make. We should stand guard over every thought to ensure that we are not pressured into actions or decisions that are not in alignment with God's will for us. Asking the Holy Spirit to reveal whether each decision or action will bring glory to God. In so doing, our character will be developing more Christ-like, and we will remain faithful to God's plan and purpose.